This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've got one overarching feeling after this Warriors season, and it's disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed the season's over.
I'm sad that it's over. I'm not really disappointed, per se, because you lost to a team that was better than you, and they were better than you because you lost your star. Now, we can all sit here and wonder if he was healthy, would they have, I don't know, could they have absolutely beaten Minnesota, but that's basketball, and I loved what Draymond said today about that, where you can't cry over this and, you know, not think about when Kevin Love got hurt and when Kyrie Irving got hurt. Like, that happens. And KD and Klay, they got hurt in the finals. And all these things happen in the course of the playoffs. That's just NBA basketball. And so you're bummed that Steph got hurt. I would have loved to see these two teams at full strength go back and forth. I do believe we'd be getting ready for a game 6 on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the reason why I'm disappointed is because I feel like if the Warriors were at full strength, as you're talking about, they win this series. There's a chance it's already over. It might have been 4-1 Warriors.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'd probably bet on it being 3-2 Warriors right now if Steph was healthy. That would be the way I would think that it would have played out through this point. But the way I view disappointment, Dibs, like, I don't feel disappointed over a team of mine that loses when I expect them to lose. The feeling of disappointment is a privilege. Like, the feeling of disappointment comes with some level of expectation. And the fact that I had expectations for this team beyond just making the second round is pretty darn amazing. Like, it's nothing short of a miracle considering where they were. They were 26 and 27 when Jimmy Butler made his, or 25 and 26 when Jimmy Butler made his debut on February 8th. 25 and 26. They closed the regular season on a 23-8 run. That still wasn't even enough to make the top six. They were a play-in team. They then won the play-in game, beat the 2-seeded Rockets in the first round in 7 games, and won game 1 in Minnesota versus one of the other hottest teams in the NBA at that point. And then Steph got hurt, and it all went downhill from there. But the fact is that I have a feeling of disappointment that the season ended at this point. It is a freaking miracle considering where this team was. So I think I can both say that this was a success of a season considering the way that it ended and where it began, but I also feel disappointed because I feel pretty darn confident that had they just been healthy, the season would still be going, and it would have been going beyond this series.
Perhaps. I mean, I think we would have been deeper in this series, and, you know, Vegas set the odds before the series, before the injury. Minnesota was favored. So for me to look at that, I like the Warriors' chances going in. I thought it would be Warriors in six, and Steph gets hurt, and everything unravels. And just hearing you talk about disappointment had me thinking about the NFC Championship at Philadelphia, where Brock Purdy's arm falls off, and then you lose your other quarterback, Josh Johnson, to injury, and you lose the game. And the disappointment you feel was the whole what-if part of it. And I thought Philadelphia was the better team, but you never even got to see four quarters of real football because the Niners lost their quarterback. And that's kind of the way this makes me feel in terms of disappointment. I'm disappointed that I didn't get to see them lose on their own terms. You know what I mean? I didn't want them to lose, but if you had a healthy team and you went out and you lost, you could at least go, okay, Minnesota was better for whatever reason. We can blame who we want to blame. He should have played Kuminga more. Whatever the reasons would have been, at least you would feel like you got to see two teams battle. This was almost like a 5-on-4 in many ways.
Yeah, and credit to Minnesota for taking care of business and handling what they had to handle, and it's something that you mentioned that Draymond talked about at his end-of-season presser today, and we're going to hear a lot of what everything was said by the players today as they conduct their exit interviews at Chase Center. We're going to hear the Steph one in its entirety in about an hour, so if you missed it when you heard it on Steiny and Goo, when we played it on Steiny and Goo Hangout, we will play it back in its entirety for you coming up in about an hour. Draymond Green as well also said a lot. Let me just read this to you about Draymond Green really quick. Asked about the Steph injury. He said, quote, "I wholeheartedly believe if Steph was healthy, we could have done that," as in win it all. "But I once won a championship where Kyrie Irving got hurt in the NBA Finals and Kevin Love got hurt in the NBA Finals. Do I still think we would have won if they didn't get hurt? I do believe so, but we'll never know. That's just the nature of the sport that we play. Injuries are a part of it." And then he continued a little bit later on, "One thing I hate is a front runner. Oh, man, we won our championships because we were that good," which we were, but Kyrie Irving got hurt. Kevin Love got hurt. Robert Williams got hurt. That is the nature of the sport we play. Unfortunately, this time luck wasn't on our side, and Steph Curry got hurt. Really good answer by Draymond Green. But yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like, Dibs, if Steph Curry did not get hurt and the rest of the Warriors roster around them was relatively healthy, they probably win this series. I give them a puncher's chance against OKC or Denver in the Western Conference Finals, and I feel pretty darn confident had they gotten out of that, they're beating anybody coming out of the East. The injury really sucks because I felt like the Warriors had something legitimately special going on.
And I'm sure Boston's feeling the same way, although they're not yet
dead.
But, you know, if they have Tatum, you look at the NBA this year, the last eight teams remaining, and I said this to Mark Willard earlier in the week, you know, who you take out Boston and Golden State, Boston was down 3-1 at the time, they're still alive, Golden State's not, but who among the remaining teams would you favor right now to win the NBA championship? And you got two teams who've already made it through, and you've got four other teams that are fighting to get the last two spots, but of the six remaining teams, who would you favor? And we could go round and round, and we could debate and say...
A lot of different answers, probably.
Right, because Indiana, man, they sure look good, and if New York can polish off Boston, and Oklahoma City's got their hands full with Denver, but they're up 3-2, looks like they might advance, but Denver could win the next two, and then Denver's a live team, and man, Minnesota... They sure looked good, especially last night, shooting 63% from the floor. So to that point, if the Warriors could have gotten through this, I do think it's wide open to anybody.
Yeah, the way it has been playing out around them is a part of the reason why I feel the disappointment that I do. It's one thing if OKC's looked like a murderer's row and they're just handling everybody, and they handled Memphis, but it has been a struggle for them to get through Denver. Maybe that's what...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A young team like them needs, they need the test before they get to a Western Conference Finals, before they get to a Finals. Maybe that this series versus Denver will be a reason why they ultimately win it all. If I had to put money on a champion, I'd probably still pick OKC right now. Don't feel great about it, but I do really respect what they've done all season long. I might feel a little bit less disappointment, Dibs, if everything you laid out hadn't been happening, but it did feel like you never root for injuries, of course, That includes Steph. It also includes Tatum. It includes Dame Lillard. It includes Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and all these other instances of injuries in these playoffs already. But it feels a whole lot more wide open that for the Warriors. I know it's over now, but just rewind to beginning of this series. It felt a whole lot more wide open for the Warriors than it had at any other point this entire season.
Right, and you mentioned the record 26-27, then you get Jimmy Butler, and there really wasn't much of a get-to-know-you period. There was a half in Chicago where they didn't look good. They looked bad, it looked bad, and then they flipped the switch in the second half, and from then on, they were spectacular. They were one of the best teams in basketball, but at the same time, Minnesota has been one of the best teams in basketball since that same period, and you know, you look at the way they've played since they figured out Julius Randle, and
he was so good this
series. Good. In the series, he was unguardable.
Totally wrong on Julius Randle, or maybe just not aware of the leap that he took.
Yeah,
because he was incredible,
unguardable. And you know, the Warriors, we can talk about what they need to do to improve. That's one of the things they need is size and length and the ability to contain a guy like that, and also perimeter defense. And this is where point of attack was an issue all season long, and it kind of reared its head in this series. And you know, GP2 was kind of supposed to be that guy, and he didn't even really play in last night's game, so he must be dealing with one of his various myriad ailments. But the one thing I'm thinking about is the health of a team in the playoffs, and I'm looking at the Warriors when they won it 3 years ago, and Klay, Wiggins, Curry, Green, Poole, and Looney all played every playoff game.
Yeah.
They all played all 22. Otto Porter Jr. played 19 of the 22, and et cetera, et cetera. Kuminga played 16. He was healthy, 19 years old.
Yeah.
Didn't play in some, but the point is their top six all were able to play every game. So Steiny was right. Like, the attrition part of the playoffs is something that we underrate.
And there is no doubt that the attrition is more likely to become a factor for a team that's relying on a 37-year-old, 32, 35-year-olds. So maybe the question becomes, Dibs, because you and I have listened to a lot of what all the players have said on their exit interviews today. And if you haven't, hang around. We will let you hear all of the key stuff, including every word that Steph Curry said. That's coming up in about an hour right here on Willard and Dibs. But the theme and the general tone and the feeling, and this goes even back to Steve Kerr talking post-game last night. The theme is, Dibs, they feel pretty darn confident. One, what we're talking about now, had they been healthy, they have a good shot to win it all, and they feel even better about their chances next year. So perhaps the question is, and part of it is what you threw out during the crossover, do you feel like Jonathan Kuminga should be part of those plans? But maybe the lead question is just as simple as, is it right for the Warriors to feel as confident in they do that a core of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond is the group of three to go for a championship again next year, and hell, maybe even 2 years from now? Is that the right plan?
I think it's the only plan, but I do think it's the right plan, because if you want to pivot off any of those three, you're not going to get off of Steph Curry. I just can't see that financially or from any standpoint where that makes sense. He still is really good, and he got hurt, and you lost four in a row. So was he important? Yeah, kind of.
Maybe that's the biggest takeaway, is he's still absolutely amazingly valuable.
Pretty important.
Give him the MVP.
Jimmy Butler's making $50-plus million. If you could find a taker for him and get back $51 million in better than Jimmy Butler player, okay, I'd like to see what that looks like.
Pretty hard to do that, I think.
Yeah, and I think that Draymond Green, you're pot committed on. So for me, there is no other course of action, but the real question is, do you, 888-957-9570, think that Kuminga should be a part of that core?
Let us know. And we see a couple of calls hanging out right now. We will get to you when we come back. David, Shimon, Jimmy, I see all of you. We'll get to you when we come back. But yeah, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, is that the right core to build a championship around next year? And do you think Kuminga should be, is, will be part of that group? 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you today. We're sponsored by Safeway. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
And McDaniels in the corner. Doubled there with 10 seconds. He's got to dribble it out. And that's going to wrap it up. The final 5 seconds. Congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're heading to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row, as they eliminate the Golden State Warriors 4-1. Your final score in Game 5, Minnesota 121 at Golden State 110.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Tim. It is Willard and Dibs. No Willard, though. It's Dibs and Grandy with you today and tomorrow here on 95.7 The Game. And yeah, that was the final call by the great Tim Roy. 121-110, T-Wolves beat the Warriors in Game 5. They win the series 4-1, and they end the Warriors' season. And Dibs, we began the show by talking about disappointment that the season is over.
Yep.
Maybe painful is another word. You know what makes it even more painful is what Steph Curry said today. And it was one of the first things that he said when asked if he might play in Game 6 if it were to happen on Sunday, and he said, quote, everything was kind of aligned for Game 6.
Yep.
Which means not a guarantee, but he felt pretty good about coming back for a Game 6, and who knows, even if the Warriors are just down 3-2 at that point, there's a chance they could get it done.
And it makes everything different. It makes every player different, and you know, Jimmy Butler becomes more effective because you can't give him all of your attention, and just the gravity, which is kind of a tired cliche, but when you watch the Warriors without Steph Curry, you understand exactly what it looks like when you don't have that player out there who draws so much attention. You have to guard him all 94 feet, and not just with one, but sometimes with two, and you're going to trap him and the rest of it, and so the Warriors get to play 4-on-3 when you do that, and you don't have Steph, and now it feels like Minnesota's playing 5-on-4 because whoever's in there in place of Steph obviously is not as good as Steph, and sometimes you don't even have to really guard that player. You know, if it's somebody from the outside like Jimmy Butler, Draymond, go ahead and shoot threes, guys. We want you to shoot threes. And so everything changes, and it's just a little heartbreaking when you think about what Sunday could have been. Jimmy and Draymond also get 3 days of rest and Steph trending toward playing again, one more game at Chase Center, everything was lining up toward, win or lose, just a magical Sunday at Chase.
Yeah. Makes it a little more difficult.
It does.
To accept the reality that the season is over, when if they had just taking care of business and won one of the last four games.
Game three is the one that sticks for
really
me.
And what they needed, you know, was they needed Pajemski of last night to play like that in game three.
Good point.
They get that in game three, or they get Draymond of game four in game three, and they win game three probably.
Yep, and then, you know,
and then the season's still alive, even if they lose all the other games.
Right, and I do think that Minnesota, especially the last two, they were spectacular.
Specifically, second half game four and all of last night.
Well, second quarter last night in particular, when they really just kind of opened up a can, and it's like you got down double digits again, and it really felt at that moment like, okay, this is probably not going to happen.
I mean, their offense, the last, how many quarters is this? Let's see. So the Warriors allowed 40 points in the first half of game three. Great defensive half. The halves since then, so second half of game three, each half of game four, and each half last night. So the last five halves of basketball the Warriors have played. They allowed 62 points, 58 points, 59 points, 62 points, 59 points.
That's an average of, I think, 61 a half.
Right around there.
Which is 122 for a game.
And if you're giving up that many points when you are offensively challenged without Steph, you're going to lose all of those basketball games as they did. The fact that game four was competitive for a half, even despite allowing 60 points, 62 points, or 58 points in the first half of game four, you scored 60, was pretty darn amazing. But yeah, the defense was an issue. I think a big reason why the defense became an issue was they've been playing playoff basketball for 3 months now, and they probably simply wore down. I also think one of Steph's impacts that goes under the radar is the impact that he has on your defense. Not because he is individually this amazing defender, although I do think generally he's been underrated as a defender and he's gotten better as his career has gone on. But what he does for you offensively allows you to be better prepared defensively because he's getting you good looks and you're scoring more often.
Yep.
And you're forcing the opposing team to take more energy away on their defensive half, which makes everything more difficult on the other end for an opposing team. So I think part of the reason why the Warriors' defense struggled in this series, specifically the last like six halves they played, was also because they didn't have Steph doing what he does on offense.
Yeah, and if they have to take the ball out of the basket, your defense gets better because your defense can get set up.
Yep.
And when you miss, last night they missed 51 shots, and you know, you got 18 offensive rebounds, which is pretty good on 51 misses, but 51 times they were able to not take the ball out of the basket, and they were able to get out in transition.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. I'm Grandy in for Willard, so Dibs and Grandy with you here on 95.7 The Game. We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. As always, you can head to youtube.com/957TheGame to watch us live. Everything we do there powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios as well. Shout out to Laughing Monk. Pleasure having them aboard here at 95.7 The Game. But let's head out to the phones. Again, at 888-957-9570. The Warriors seem pretty darn confident that this core of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and who knows who else, is enough to lead them to a championship. And it might have been enough to lead them to a championship this year. That's how confident they were if they had stayed healthy. And considering what they said today, we will let you hear a bunch of it coming up. They feel pretty confident about that going into next year as well. Is that the right plan? And would you add Kuminga to that group? You can let us know your thoughts at 888-957-9570. Up first is David in San Francisco. David, you're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. How you doing, David?
I'm doing fine. And I have to maybe take a I'm not happy that the series ended. But with Steph out, it was something that you could probably expect. But they got to two playoff series this year, and that was my benchmark because of what the team had been doing all year long. So I'm not really disappointed. I am happy that Pajemski returned, and I expect him, as he goes along, to be that type of player during his entire NBA career, but not with those, you know, slumps that just come so big. He was really on last night, and he's been on like that before. So I think he's a future guy, and I definitely don't want to get rid of Jonathan Kuminga. There's nobody on the team with that kind of athletic talent, and somehow or other, the Warriors have to make him part of that team. So that's kind of where I'm standing. I mean, I haven't seen an athlete like that on that Warrior team in years.
Yeah, David, there is no doubt that Kuminga gives the Warriors something that they don't get anywhere else. He had 26 points last night. He made three threes, put up nine of them. A couple of them were late. But the last four games where he's played major minutes in all four, 18 points, 30 points, 23 points, 26 points.
All losses. I mean, and I'm not putting it on him.
Not his fault.
No, but it is just one of those things that, does he play the way the Warriors need to go out and win? I don't know if they think so, but when you
one of the only paths to victory for the Warriors without Steph was Kuminga scoring 20. Even
right.
Then, it felt unlikely, but
the
you needed those
path
20.
Was Jimmy Butler also getting 25, yeah. And Pods had 28 last night. And
you still weren't really that close.
Not really. I mean, you cut it to nine, and then they went like two straight threes, or three and a two within two possessions.
It was a quick three, and then there was
turnover.
A terrible turnover.
Yes. And then a quick two.
The Warriors bungled like two dribble handoff turnovers
in
the fourth quarter. One was Quentin Post and somebody else. I can't remember. And then the other one was Draymond to Pajemski, where maybe Draymond went a little bit too quick and tried to shovel the pass to Pajemski, who wasn't quite ready, bounced off his forearm, and then an easy dunk the other way. But you cut it to nine on a moody three with, like, I don't know, must have been 7 or 6 minutes
left.
Something
like that, yep.
And then the three by Ant in response, and then the turnover and the dunk. And right then it's back up to 14,
yep.
Like 35 seconds later.
And that was it. You know, that was as close as you were going to get again. Funny that the game winds up as an 11-point deficit when the spread was between 10.5 and 11.5, depending on where you shop. So,
Much like game three.
Right.
Yeah.
It winds up just almost bang on the number.
And then game four came pretty darn close to being bang on the number as well.
Hilariously
despite the Warriors
close.
Being down by 20.
Yep.
Our caller did also bring up Pajemski, though, who had himself a really, really nice game. I wouldn't necessarily count on Pajemski scoring 28 points for the rest of his career. As our caller said, that should be the player Pajemski is going forward. But it was at least nice to see him get some shots to fall so he doesn't go into the offseason feeling like his confidence is at an all-time low.
Well, he was 4 for 24 in the two previous games combined, and then he goes 11 for 19. So, yeah, Pods, he was awesome, and that's the player that you'd like him to be more often than not. Now, you're not going to expect that, but to know that he has that in his repertoire, a game like that, 4 of 6 from 3, and, oh, by the way, 6 rebounds and 4 assists, 2 steals, Pods was fantastic in last night's game. So you feel good about him coming back, and he's a part of the core, certainly. But you look at this team, and you start to get beyond, like, the 5th and 6th man. They've got real issues toward the bottom of the roster.
They do. I do feel like there's been, like, a bit of an overreaction here. Like, I've seen a lot of this, and I was listening to our guys in the morning, and the two Joes, Shasky and Spadoni, and love the show. But there's a lot of this. Well, this whole team, they're just a bunch of scrubs when it's not Steph, and they can't play, and they need to seriously gut, like, all the role players. Like, yeah, you've got the core, and however you feel about Kuminga, whether you want him to be a part of the team or you use that asset to get somebody else in here, that's, like, to the side. But all of the others, right, the Hields and the Pajemskis and the Moody's and the Paytons and the Posts and all those kinds of players, they can't play when Steph isn't there. My only question is, if Steph isn't playing, it doesn't matter. You're not going to win anyway. You want players that are at their best when Steph is available and playing. And while this is not a perfect roster by any stretch of the imagination, Dibs, you can say that they have been at their best when Steph is available, or at least they are much worse when Steph isn't available. That seems pretty darn clear. I would rather have that than the alternative, because the only way I'm counting on winning anything is if Steph's available.
Right, and you're not going to be able to get a player who can come in and be a superstar when Steph isn't available. Like, for example, Giannis. You're not going to be able to get Giannis, even if you want to trade for him, unless you give up Jimmy Butler and three or four first-round picks, you're not going to be able to land a player of that caliber.
That might still not even do it.
Right. This whole thing is going to be built around Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, and then you're going to have Pods and TJD and guys like Quentin Post and Moses Moody's under contract. Hopefully he can have a breakthrough this offseason. He can find some consistency in his game, but you're just looking to add, in my opinion, two or three, not veteran old pieces, but guys who've been around and who know how to play. I think about last offseason, Kyle Anderson was a perfect kind of guy who's not going to come in and need a lot of shots. He's got length. He can play defense. That, for me, was the type of addition that makes sense again this offseason.
Mm. They desperately need shooting. They got to forget about going after like these. It's good to have chemistry or whatever and have good vibes, and Kyle Anderson is certainly that guy. How many times would Steve Kerr tell you and Willard, oh, Slo-Mo is one of my favorite guys. Yep. Like, everyone loves him in the locker room. He said the same thing about Buddy Hield. But I don't know if you can treat that as a determining factor anymore, because you've got to be so desperate for the players with the right kind of assets. I think it's ultimately what they kind of threw to the side when they acquired Jimmy Butler, or at least took a chance on Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler, by all accounts, not that it makes him a bad guy by any stretch or a bad teammate, but by all accounts, you know, has ruffled some feathers in his past stops, but there's no denying his talent, and the Warriors said, all right, you know what, maybe this doesn't fit personality-wise, we'll see, and I think by all accounts it has, but we're going to take the risk on a guy with supreme talent. So you're going to have to just maybe put some of your characteristics that you want on your wish list to the side and just go for the kind of players that are going to benefit Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler the most. 888-957-9570. I'm disappointed the Warriors' season ends, but honestly, I feel amazed that I have that feeling of disappointment considering where this Warriors season was headed early in the year. 888-957-9570. What about you? Up next is Shaman in Fairfield. Shaman, what's up? You're on with Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm doing. The issue I'm having is just like, okay, all these little free agencies that we're signing and everything like that. For the first time, we got Schroeder. He didn't last that long. Then we end up getting Chris Paul, which was a debacle. And now we got Butler. And I was thinking, like, first off, I thought he didn't want to come to us, but we end up signing him, and he ended up coming over here. Now we got him for 2 years, but it's just like we wanted the Jimmy that was in the bubble, the Jimmy that was aggressive and didn't take no mess and handled his business, not the Jimmy that drives in a hole and then jumps in the air and then kick it out. We needed somebody to come in and help Steph. I like how you're talking about getting this little core with Draymond, Steph, and hopefully Kuminga stay here and everything like that, but it's just like, when is enough going to be enough that Curry didn't got to work so hard? Because after that Houston Rockets series going 7, they was putting their hands on Curry. It's like, because they wasn't afraid of everybody else around him. He needs help, and it's time for Curry to go into his bloodline from Popovich and Phil Jackson and start. We need some stuff handled, and Dunleavy needs to bring some people in here to help Steph, and that's the bottom line. The boy about to be 38 next year. We need to handle some business right now, and I'm tired of looking at these little lineups and making Steph work so hard. He can't work hard. Next year, he's going to be 38. So what are we going to do after that? So just hopefully something happens next year, and then I hope it's something changed.
Yeah. I hear you, Shaman. Thanks for the call.
It's easier said than done when you want to come in and find all this help for Steph. For example, you don't have a first-round pick, so you're picking 41. Can you find somebody at 40?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another
Quinn post.
Exactly. And, you know, TJD was a guy who was in the 50s in the draft. And, you know, you can find a player. It's not a likelihood, and it's a very difficult thing. You're more likely to get a Justinian Jessup.
And don't count on the second round pick having any impact on you next year.
Exactly. It's very rare that second round picks have impact ever, let alone in their first year. So
they've had it in two consecutive years.
You can go out and get a mid-level and get a player like that, which I think D'Anthony Melton was a good signing in the offseason for Dunleavy, and then he got hurt. So could you go to Melton again if he's healthy? Yeah, that makes some sense, but you do need a center. And Draymond even talked about it today, like, do you want to keep playing center minutes? And he spoke to that today during his press conference. And I don't think that you want a 6'5", 35-year-old to be playing this many minutes at center. He broke down toward the end of the year.
Yeah, and I think you're getting at what the key is, and Shimon, appreciate the call. There's nothing wrong with having your stars have to work really hard in the playoffs. Like, that's what the playoffs are. Like, that's when you lean on them a ton. I don't think the issue for the Warriors was necessarily that Steph had too much on his plate in the postseason. It's that the Warriors' postseason began in mid-February. Like, they went 27-8 when Steph and Jimmy played. They went 23-8 to close the regular season.
All to get the 7th seed.
Just to get the 7th seed.
Right.
And they were tied with the team that was the 8th seed. The only reason they were the 7 was because they had the tiebreaker with Memphis. Like, they had to play postseason basketball from early to mid-February until now. The issue wasn't what happened in the postseason. It's what happened early in the season that forced them to have to play postseason basketball for the last 3-plus months. And it goes hand-in-hand with Draymond having to play 5 from that moment on as well, because the Warriors were desperate, because their beginning, their first half of the season, their first 50 games were so bad that they left themselves no recourse. They had to push as hard as possible. So the bet the Warriors are making, and we heard it all throughout the exit interviews today, and I'm going to play a chunk of Draymond here coming up in a minute, but the Warriors are betting that with a full season of this group, Jimmy Butler in tow, even if you have minor injuries where they miss a handful of games here and there, which is likely going to happen for a team with this many players at that advanced age, having them for a full season is going to mean they don't have to play postseason basketball next year beginning in February. They can wait until April when the playoffs actually start.
Well, hopefully, and with an older team, it's actually mandatory. And I think about the 2022 year, and I'm just looking at it, they beat OKC to get to 41-13. They were 41-13.
Wow.
And they finished the year, they went 12-16 the rest of the way.
Yeah, they could just put their feet up.
Steph missed a month. He was hurt. And then by the time he came back, he was fresh. And as I mentioned before, the core six played every playoff game, and you played 22 playoff games and you won the title.
Yep.
This year's team, you're right, they were chasing it and chasing it hard. And then you played seven very physical games against Houston. And if Steph doesn't get hurt, I still think that their hands were going to be very full with Minnesota. Minnesota had the rest advantage. They've got the youth advantage, and they had home court. Not to say that the Warriors couldn't have done it, but the deck was kind of stacked against them in part because of what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, let's hear from Draymond Green real quick. This is a two-minute chunk from his exit interview, and we're going to hear a lot more from Draymond and from Steph as the show moves along. But Draymond was essentially asked about the offseason ahead and if the Warriors need to think about adding another star to this group. Here's Draymond Green.
With us three, I think, you know, like I said, I think we've shown that we'll have a good chance. As far as stars go, you ultimately hope that what you have is enough because it's hard to get stars. Like, even if they're available, it's just hard to pull off and not give up something you want to give up or auctioning off the future of your organization. Like, it's tough to get. You see that happen around the league often, and more often than not, it usually don't work. Like, I think it's not worked way more often than it actually has worked. And so you have to be conscious of that. You can't just go after name because the name is like we've won enough to know what winning looks like and what the pieces, how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. And so we'll operate in that manner for as much as I could say being a player and not like really making the decisions. But I've been here for 13 years. I know how this organization works. Joe won't make a desperate move. Or Joe won't allow a desperate move to make, and Mike's not a desperate guy. That's just not something we do. I don't foresee us auctioning off everything for someone. I could be wrong, but it's just not how this organization is operated. In saying that, I think anytime the opportunity presents itself, you always have to lift up the curtain and take a peek if you want to be an organization that competes at the highest level, which we are. So, yeah, you're always going to take a peek and see what's out there and listen, but does that ultimately happen? I don't know. But what I will say is Mike's done such an incredible job that if we did want to do that, we're set up for it. And so ultimately, all you want to do is give yourself a chance, whether that's a chance in free agency, whether that's a chance in trade talks, whether that's a chance at a championship. Ultimately, in this league, you just want to give yourself a chance. And I think with the great work that our front office has done, our ownership group has done, we're in a position where we could do that if that's something that they saw fit and wanted to do. And that's ultimately what you want, you know. In life, we want freedom. You want financial freedom. As far as basketball go, you want cap freedom. In life, we want financial freedom. We want, you know. So our organization has done a great job of that. And we're in a position where if that's what they see fit and want to do, we can do that. And I think that's the best position to be in.
Great answer by Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
He also later would say, when asked if they need to make big moves this offseason, in a similar vein to that, he said, quote, I think the hardest part is done. The big move that they made was getting Jimmy Butler, and he thinks they need moves a little bit more on the periphery this offseason to help the back, not necessarily the back end, but the middle and the back end of the roster.
The bench, yeah. You need more depth, and you need better depth. And, you know, you're going to have questions that you have to ask about GP2 and Kevon Looney. I think they'd like to have both, but at reduced rates. Gary made about 9. Kevon made 8. You'd probably want to pay them closer to veteran minimum contracts if they don't have any other takers elsewhere because they're players that fit here, and they, I think, are good depth pieces. But you need length. You need size in the front court, and you're right about shooting. I was looking at if you took Steph out, his threes, they are like 22nd. Among three-point shooting percentages. Now, that's unfair because he is the best three-point shooter ever, and if you did that to every team, if you took out their top shooter, their percentages would go down as well, but just looking at what they are without Steph, and they do need to get a little bit more shooting.
I would imagine number of makes, the Warriors would be very near the bottom, too, if you take out Steph.
Right.
Number of makes.
I think he was second in behind third. Anthony Edwards. He was third
Malik
overall.
Malik Beasley also had
gotcha.
had 300 on the Pistons. Off the bench, first ever player to hit 300 threes in a season off the bench.
Yeah, Steph with only 311 this year.
Only.
Yep.
Only. All right, time for a break here. It's Willard and Dibs, Grandy and Dibs with you today here on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We've got full phone lines. Hang out on hold. We will get to you when we come back. We got plenty to dive into as the Warriors season has come to an end. It's Willard and Dibs back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.